You listen to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Remember, if you gamble, use your game sense. Stay within your limits. Go to GameSense.ab.ca. As Cole Bagley joins us now. Cole, welcome to the show, man. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Hey, I'm pretty good. Not as good as the Utah Mammoth, though. Winners of seven in a row, and they're scoring goals. Their top six is really lighting it up. Give me your thoughts first on that Gunther, Cooley, Paterka line and what's made them so dangerous.
You know, over the last week and a half, it's kind of been hard to like really put to words just how good this team is playing. You know, like you mentioned, the top six pretty much down throughout the rest of the roster just playing out of their minds. But obviously, top six is shining very brightly. I believe, you know, in a lot of key statistical areas, both the Cooley and the Hayton line are top 10 kind of across the board. But to answer your question, the kid line, as they kind of refer to them, right? You got three players all under the age of 23. They play with blazing speed, not only off the rush, but, you know, once they set up in the zone, and if that's kind of how defenses, you know, elect to play against them, the speed in which they move the puck, they're just able to dissect teams very efficiently. And what helps too is they're all kind of, they've all kind of taken the next step in their games in terms of becoming more versatile in terms of their finishing. You know, last season, Dylan Gunther was almost strictly known for just those one-timers from that left faceoff circle. While he's still scoring that way, you know, he's really committed himself to score greasy goals, to be able to score goals from anywhere on the ice. And we saw that the other night when they played against Winnipeg and he scored that game-winning goal, which, you know, kind of a fun stat, 11 of his last 17 goals are game winners, you know, dating back to, I believe, last season. He also leads the NHL since last February in game winners. So he's playing incredibly good. Logan Cooley has also, I think, taken the next step in his game in terms of just being more assertive, in terms of being just a little bit hungrier, and also, you know, being willing as well to put himself on the line, put his body on the line. You know, I don't know if you saw his natural hat trick the other night, but each one of those goals came from a different spot on the ice in a different way. And then JJ Paterka has just fit in seamlessly on that line with his speed. You know, a lot of the times he's the one carrying the puck in off the rush and trying to create space for his teammates. So it's a dangerous line. I believe it is the best young line in the National Hockey League and might just be a top 20, top 15 line overall in the league.
Well, their GM thinks they're the fastest line in the league. And if you go to NHL Edge right now, the only guy who's been faster this year than Logan Cooley is Connor McDavid. So I'd love to see those two lines go head to head. There would be a lot of speed, a lot of excitement on the ice. And as good as that line is, then you got Nick Schmaltz, who leads the league in points right now, 7 goals, 16 points. Clayton Keller's got 12 points. How does Barrett Hayton play with those two guys and only have 3 points?
Barrett Hayton is kind of the unsung hero of that line. You know, I've talked with him and with Coach Tourney on, you know, kind of how they as a line approach things, but specifically Barrett Hayton, because to your point, right, like, you know, Schmaltz is leading the NHL in points and Keller, I believe, is top 15. So obviously those two are producing the most points, but what Barrett Hayton does is he opens the space for those two. You know, his emphasis is to own the middle of the ice. And if he's not able to do that, you know, he's battling in the dirty areas. He's drawing defenders away from, you know, Schmaltz and Keller spots, you know, whether that's having to go in behind the net and dig in deep or, you know, try to create, you know, kind of a decoy in the crease area that opens up space for Nick Schmaltz. That's where Hayton thrives. And he's also dominating, you know, the faceoff circle right now. I believe he leads the Mammoth at about 54% in the faceoff circle. So that's really where Barrett Hayton thrives. And another interesting stat is, you know, I believe per 60 minutes, you know, the team is expecting to score 0.53 more goals when he's on the ice as opposed to when he's off. And that's 6 in the NHL. And so it's just one of those things that it doesn't always translate to points on a stat sheet, but it is translating to points on a stat sheet on his line. And I don't think he would complain whatsoever that, you know, his line mates are dominating in terms of points and he's not. No, he's just happy to be a part of it and he's a critical part of it. And then if you look at Keller and Schmaltz, They have incredible chemistry. Of the 10 goals that those two players have scored during this winning streak, 8 of them have been assists to the other, and 6 of those have been primary assists. So it's just this really well-constructed, high chemistry line where each guy plays to their roles and they excel in that role.
Cole Begley joins us. Utah winners of 7 in a row come to Edmonton tonight. And on the back end, I know they've got it listed that Big Simashev is paired up. Now, I look at his minutes. He's obviously not playing all the time with Sergachev, but he does play there quite a bit. And for a young defenseman through 10 games, you know, anytime you can play that many minutes and have to face some quality competition, you must be doing something pretty good.
Oh, 100%. I would say that Simashev is really just a true defenseman. He's not necessarily a guy that's going to overly excel offensively. Now, he is working on that, and I do think he has the potential to, at one point or another, really figure out and unlock that part of his game. But right now, he's not complicating things, and I think he deserves a lot of credit for that. I think a lot of times, guys come into the league and they overcomplicate their games. They try to dive outside of the lines and try to do too much. And Simashev has not flirted with that at all. He has stuck to what he's best at, which is playing very, very sound defensive in his own zone. He's an elite skater. I don't know if you and Bill Armstrong talked about that, but as Bill puts it, he is the elite of the elite in terms of his skating. The ability that he has to, match some of the fastest guys in the league and to close down gaps and to back check. He's had several instances where, he's got maybe a foot or two step. He's got to transition backwards, and he still is maintaining that speed to be able to stop guys. It's pretty incredible. And I think his potential is maybe a little bit higher than a lot of people were anticipating. And he's learning from one of the best, right? I mean, he's actually roommates with Mikhail Sergachev. I believe he lives in his basement right now. And he is just a sponge. There was a conversation that I overheard where Sergachev said that, he's probably asking too many questions. It's a little bit obnoxious, but that's a good thing. That's a good place to be, if you're a young guy coming into the league.
Yeah. No, that would be good. The Vejmelka and goaltending, you look at his numbers and, save percentage is 905. League average right now is 896 for any of our listeners, in case they're curious. Save percentages are down because shots are down. Quality chances are around the same, but if you don't have as many weak, easy shots, of course, your save percentage is a little bit lower. But Vejmelka, how would you rate his play so far this year for them?
I have him in an A. I mean, it was interesting because there was a little bit of worry and concern in the preseason because I think he was about sub 8.5 during the preseason.
Yeah.
Obviously, those are kind of inflated numbers because of, who you got in front of you, and it's not a complete NHL roster until you get to the end. But it felt like he kind of was saving the best for the regular season. I mean, he's just been phenomenal. He's got the best starting record in the NHL right now. I think he's 6-1. And his save percentage is solid. His goals against is good. He's giving his team a chance to win every night. And he's made a couple of unbelievable key critical saves at key moments. I mean, when they played Colorado last week, Nathan MacKinnon had 8 shots and he did not score a single goal. And I believe he had 2 of those were on breakaways. So that kind of gives you an idea of just how good Vejmelka is playing. And Vanacek, when he's had to step in a few games here, he's been just as good. He had a couple of years where he struggled a little bit, and I think that's more a reflection of the teams he was on, especially when he was in San Jose. But now he's got a really good defensive core ahead of him. His style is a little bit different. Vejmelka plays, I think, more of that reserve type of style. He's not going to come too far out of his crease. He's going to stick to his guns, whereas Vanacek's a little bit more aggressive. He's going to play a little bit higher. He's going to make a couple more paddle saves or stick saves and what have you. And he's done phenomenal. He helped them get the win the other night against Winnipeg. He had a couple as well, critical saves. There was actually a breakaway opportunity where he stuffed not only the initial save, but 2 quick rebounds. And that kind of propelled the team forward. And Gunther scored a few minutes later, and they walk out of the building with a W. So, yeah, it's like I said, it's kind of hard to put into words how good this team is playing. But across the board, forwards, defensemen, and goaltenders, they're all giving A-plus effort right now.
Cole Begley joins us. Cole, you look at just the Utah franchise, their practice facility, you know, they renovated the building now. It's definitely more hockey friendly. The fan base has fell in love with their team. I love their color schemes. I actually really like their mascot, to be honest, which is a small thing, but it has nothing to do with on ice. But it's, you know, it's a little thing that, you know, kids relate to.
He's undefeated.
Yeah, he's undefeated. You know, we're starting to, like, Bill Armstrong. I know it's technically year two of Utah, but let's be honest. You know, they came from Arizona. And, you know, guys right. like Gunther and guys like Cooley and many others, you know, that they drafted, they've either kept them or they traded them to get Sergachev or Paterka. And it seems like, you know, their GM, now that the handcuffs are off him, we're starting to see what he's capable of, because he's made back-to-back big deals in the summer.
Yeah. You know, you feel for Arizona fans in a sense that, you know, Bill was starting to do incredible things, you know, drafting guys like Gunther and Cooley. And now, you know, now that they're a couple years into their careers, we're starting to see them blossom into to young stars. And I think they both have potential superstar talent. But to your point, yeah, I mean, Ryan Smith has done for this organization is he's sparing no expense. And he's telling, you know, Bill in that front office to go and do whatever it takes to bring a Stanley Cup to Utah, because that opportunity is there. What they already were starting to build in Arizona was incredibly promising. And now we're seeing the vision, you know, of Bill Armstrong kind of come to fruition, right? You know, you know, Cooley and Gunther hit, you know, those were incredible draft picks. Clayton Keller is starting to come to his own. Nick Schmaltz is on fire this year. You know, that trade that they made for Mikhail Sergachev was, you know, I think it was a win-win for both organizations. But, you know, I'd lean towards Utah, not just because of what Sergachev brings on the ice in terms of his play, but as a leader. You know, he's really blossomed into, I think, you know, that second leader behind Keller. He doesn't speak a whole lot, but when he does, it carries a lot of weight in that locker room. And, you know, the trade for Paterka, I don't think that would have happened in Arizona. You know, Arizona would not have traded Josh Doan, you know, to make something like that happen. And, you know, they did give up a lot. You know, Doan is having a great year in Buffalo, and we still haven't seen, you know, what Kesselring is capable of out there. But it's lifted that second line just with the speed that they play with. And I think it's really helping Gunther and Cooley break out. So yeah, the cuffs are off. No Spence is spared, and they're building something very special here in Salt Lake City.
It was interesting that Armstrong said he feels his roster is only like 60% full, that he's got other young guys coming and there's other things he wants to change. He's clearly not satisfied. They're off to a great start. They've won 7 in a row. You know, it's pretty difficult to win 7 out of 10 in every 10-game stretch all season long. You know, then you're a 56-win team, pretty dominant.
Right.
You know, so where do you think Utah is, you know, overall? I look at the fact that St. Louis and Minnesota are off to a slow start. That opens the door to say, hey, there's two teams who made the playoffs last year, and now we're 7 or 8 points ahead of them already. That gives us a good start.
It's a great opportunity. You know, like you said, there's some teams that are struggling early on in the year, and Utah's already got a foot up on them. And I would maybe argue that they're maybe 10 to 15% ahead of where Bill says. You know, I think, you know, he maybe leans more on the safer side of saying 60. I'd argue maybe 70, 75%. Because, you know, your top six is pretty solidified. Obviously, if Schmaltz playing out of his mind, you're going to have maybe some more interesting conversations this offseason in terms of bringing him back. But, you know, one of the biggest emphasis for this team right now is extending Cooley as long as possible. They got Gunther and Paterka on, you know, bargain deals for the next 7-8 years. You know, Simashev is looking incredible. Sergachev is going to be an anchor for this team for many years. You know, Durzi's in a good spot. Marino's in a good spot. They extended Karel Vemelka. You know, I think Vanacek is more on a proven type contract, but if he can keep it up, that's a guy that you undoubtedly sign and bring back. And then, yeah, in their prospect pool, you've got guys like, you know, Daniil Boot, who's in Tucson right now and playing really well. I wouldn't be shocked if maybe we see him this season, but definitely in the future. You know, they had the fourth overall pick this last summer, and they select Caleb Denoyer. TJ Ginla looked really good in the preseason. Now, he did go back because there's some areas of his game that he has to improve. Same with Cole Beaudoin. You know, they've got a guy like Maverick Lamoureux, you know, that kind of helps round out their defensive depth in terms of youth. And then they've got Michael Hrabal, you know, a goalie prospect who's playing at UMass and who's, you know, playing out of his mind. He did that at World Juniors a year ago. So, yeah, they're not quite there, but I think that maybe they're at about 70%. They're going to have some guys coming off the books, you know, Kerfoot and Cole, and I think one or two others. Obviously, Smaltz, like I said, is a guy you want to bring back. So there's going to be more opportunity to kind of fill in those spots with some of this youth who have promising talent. They're already, you know, seeing the growth and the emergence of some of those young guys like Cooley and Gunther, and then you've got Keller and Schmaltz and Sergachev stepping into their primes. So, yeah, they're getting closer every single day, and I think they have a chance to be really, really good for quite a few years.
Cole, we look forward to it. They'll be exciting, man. I really like the young Cooley kid. I think he's the player to, you know, if you want to go to the next level, you need a superstar, and I think he's got the best chance to be the superstar of that group.
I'd agree with you.
Yeah. Awesome stuff, Cole. Appreciate it, man. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll see you at the rink.
All right. Thank you.